Best team lost. Simple as that.
Obviously, yeah, when they went to 2-0 up, I mean, yeah, you could have folded or chased the game maybe in the wrong way, but you sort of got some control quickly and got back in it and dominated the last half hour.
Yeah, well, we got a goal back, and then obviously the momentum's swung back to Crawley. I thought it was an excellent first half performance. We sat here after about 25 minutes, exceptionally comfortable. And BJ made a mistake for the first goal. I think it was possibly going wide. But he didn't quite keep hold of it, and it popped out. He's kept us in the game many weeks, many matches this season. He's been truly remarkable. But he made a mistake tonight, and it cost us the first goal. But it didn't alter the way that we played. We continued to go forward, and we continued to create chances. And coming in at 1-0 at half-time, I wasn't too disappointed. I always felt that we could get back into the game, and the longer the game went on, the more we dominated. They got a second goal, which was poorly defended from our point of view. But then Izel popped us one in, and we got back in the game. And after that, we just basically camped in their half for the remaining 30-odd minutes. But we just couldn't get that second goal. And obviously, we became a little bit susceptible at the back, chasing the game. We'd thrown quite a few bodies forward, and Norwich nicked one in a rare attack in our half, and gave the score a rather flattering look, I think, from their point of view.
You're definitely unlucky in the final minute of normal time. I think Izel's had one cleared off the line by something, and then seconds later, Kiefer's made an unbelievable point-blank save. Have you had a chance to look at the first one?
No, I haven't, but it's 100% a penalty. You just look at players' reactions, and every red shirt that was in that penalty box surrounded the referee, because they knew, and all the Norwich boys knew as well, that it was a penalty. But the referees missed it, and the linesman's missed it. And, you know, that has a different complexion. The player gets sent off, we get a penalty, got a chance to get back into the game, and, you know, had it gone to 2-2, there would have only been one winner, which would have been us, so... But that's how football goes. You sometimes get decisions for you, and sometimes they go against you. But that one was very much against us.